This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you in your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Alabama Turfgrass Association. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode of Alabama Turfgrass, I'm joined by our ATA President, Joe Collins, and Vice President, Ben Anderson. Joe is Landscape and Sports Turf Manager at Samford University, and Ben is the Golf Course Superintendent at Arrowhead Country Club. Ben and Joe, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Julie.
Thanks for having us.
So in this episode, we're talking state of the association. So this is just an update from Ben and Joe about what's going on with ATA coming out of 2020 and going into 2021, what we can look forward to and what members should expect. So we're going to start at the beginning. Joe, will you tell me about how was Alabama Turfgrass Association formed and a little bit about its membership?
Sure. The ATA was formed 56 years ago to get together people like Ben and I and all our peers around the state to educate and connect and just learn more about turf. We have currently 650 members representing all segments of the turfgrass industry. You know, got lawn care specialists, sports turf managers, golf course superintendents, landscape contractors, landscape maintenance professionals, sod producers, industry suppliers and vendors, professors, researchers, extension agents, and students. We cover just about everybody who has anything to do with turfgrass in the state.
That's great. So that's a wide range of different turf professionals. And I know that you mentioned that education is a really big focus. How does ATA accomplish that education mission for its members?
Well, last year we had the issue with COVID. We had to restrict all of our meetings based on the regulations that the state put in. We could not get together face to face and have meetings that we normally would have. Normally we have six roadshow seminars in conjunction with Auburn University and their turfgrass unit. And we have another year, we have a lawn and landscape workshop. And then the alternate year, we have a sports turf field day where people who have a specific connection to those types of fields can get together with their peers and learn in a close-in setting with the hands-on, you know, projects. You know, we also have the, we support the Auburn University turfgrass field day and at their research unit. And we also had the APOA annual golf tournament that we sponsor also as a form of raising money and to have a little fun with the members. You know, we also have a conference in conjunction with Deep South Turf, or we are sponsors of the Deep South Turf Expo in every fall, which we have a regional meeting with people from the states that surround us, you know, Mississippi, Louisiana, and ourselves. And we all get together and have a good time and have learn a lot about turf and just get together with our friends and you know, together with our peers and around these other states and just reconnect and have a little fellowship around turf. And also to provide some education with our membership and their membership and everybody to get their CEU credit points and state certified.
Excellent. So here we know that with over 650 members, like you mentioned earlier, and these events that are typically annual events, but you didn't get to do those in 2020 because of COVID. How has ATA been functioning financially without those events?
Good question. Luckily, we've had good board members over the past several years that have really helped us to bank a number of money and some dollars in case of happenings like this and this COVID issue. You know, we raise money on these events to sponsor the association and to sponsor the research, but our vendors and sponsors have just been outstanding. They've stayed with us. We can't thank them enough for their participation in with the ATA and how important they are to us in our survival. And like I said, we've had memberships and boards of past that have helped us save a little money for these rainy days. And we're in pretty good shape. So we're in good shape for going into this year. We're hoping to get in-person meetings coming back on that will allow us to once again fill up the coffers and help us maintain our education mission. And that's what our goal has been. And we're actually pretty good.
Excellent. So I'm going to pause here. because I'm so glad you mentioned those sponsors. They have really been loyal to the association, and you guys have had fantastic sponsors. I'm just going to give those guys a shout out. Your 2021 sponsors, the gold sponsors are Bayer Environmental Science, Beard Equipment Company, Greenville Turf and Tractor, Harrell's Inc., Jerry Pate Turf and Irrigation, and Simplot. Your silver sponsors are BWI Companies, Corteva AgriScience, Ewing, New Farm, Site One Landscape Supply, and Syngenta. And bronze sponsors are Agromax, BASF, Greenpoint Pro, PBI Gordon, Southern States Turf, Sherline Turf, and Walker Wright Mowers. So definitely members send some love to those companies who have really kept this association functioning and keeping your heads above water in addition to those savings that Joe mentioned. Okay, so Ben, let me turn to you now. And can you tell me what else does ATA do to further its education mission?
Well, the ATA offers two scholarships each year, and that can go to either children or grandchildren of active members. And, you know, we feel that education is very important to the next generation. And so the application, we try to make that as simple as possible. The hardest part for us, you know, is on our end, because sometimes we get so many applicants and it's really hard to narrow that down.
Absolutely. Okay, so Ben, I know another role that you have as vice president is you're involved with government affairs for ATA. Can you give us an update on what's going on in that segment?
Not necessarily a typical role as an active vice president. I was just also the grassroots ambassador for the GCSAA. So that kind of rolled in. Since I'm already an active part on that side of things, I'm constantly getting updated from the GCSAA of issues we have going on. But at this moment for local, for Alabama, the ATA is involved with other green industry associates to help the Alabama Agriculture and Industries Department formulate the requirements and fees for a new pesticide category. It's being mandated by the EPA, but the new pesticide category is currently known as, and this is a loose term, hopefully, because we're hoping to get it renamed, but it's non-certified applicator, which is confusing a little bit to us. So we've already provided the Ag Department with a PowerPoint containing our thoughts, and Joe Collins, our president, he presented the ATA stance on the new license category during a Zoom meeting. And that Zoom meeting had, of course, Ag Department staff, Alpha staff, Alabama Cooperative Extension System from Auburn was on there, and four other associations. And so hopefully they're going to take all the information that we all provided and the opinions of how this this new license should look. And, you know, hopefully they're going to take that all into consideration and really make it as easy for the industry in Alabama as possible.
Definitely. We hope so. I'm going to go back a little bit. Joe, you mentioned the Deep South Turf Expo, and I know you're both on the committee. Is there any insight you can give us on plans for the 2021 Expo?
Expo is a group of associations such as the ATA, Alabama Turf Grass Association, the Mississippi Turf Grass Association, Alabama Golf Course Superintendents Association, the Gulf Coast Golf Course Superintendents Association, and the Louisiana Mississippi Golf Course Superintendents Association. All those groups get together. That used to be the Southern Turf Expo or Southern Turf Association. We don't do that meeting anymore, so now we do the Deep South Turf Expo, which gets everybody together instead of them doing their own thing. This year's expo in Biloxi will be November 1 through 4. And we're looking for a big crowd this year. Hopefully we get a big crowd if the regulations COVID-wise relax a little bit. I'm sure we're going to expect a big turnout for people who've been pent up in their offices and their golf courses and their sports turf offices all over the year, this past year or so, all over the area. You know, the advantage of having the Regional Turf Grass Conference and the Deep South Turf Expo is we can get educators from, you know, the universities within those states, and they provide just outstanding research updates and educational opportunities that affect every single person that's in this organization. These topics are specifically designed to help people like me and Ben do our jobs better. And for me personally, I can't think of anything that's more worth it than to go down and to listen to these seminars and these talks and learn something, because I learn something every time. And not to mention the fact that I get to reunite with all my friends within the industry. And Ben can tell you also, there's a lot of people who don't get that we don't get to see through the year that we meet up again at the Deep South Turf Expo. It's a great place to go. Biloxi's been a great host for us. This thing has been working out great. I think had we not had a pause for COVID, we'd have, you know, record-setting numbers every year. We just think it's becoming bigger and bigger. And I'm excited for us to get back to it this November. You know, I hope we can get this thing worked out and people can make plans to show up this year. It's going to be a great event.
Absolutely. I know everybody's itching to get out and have some face time and sort of staring at each other's faces in these Zoom squares that we're doing right now. All right, Ben. So tell me, you know, our members are listening to this podcast, and that's just one of the ways you guys as an association communicate with the membership. Can you tell these members other ways that they can stay on top of everything that's going on with ATA?
I would definitely say that our biggest effort to communicate would be the ATA Turf Times magazine. It's published by Leading Edge quarterly. And the Turf Times began back in 2008. And I'll tell you, it's just gotten better and better since, in my opinion. And we're definitely fortunate to have a good editorial committee, because that is not a strong suit of mine, I can tell you. Big shout out to Dr. David Hahn, Dr. Jim Jacoby, and James Horton. They provide invaluable insight into topics and interests to our membership, hopefully. Other than that, I mean, we do have e-newsletters published monthly. And the ATA has a Facebook and a Twitter. We also have a website. That's alturfgrass.org. We definitely are indebted to Leading Edge for providing other communication platforms, the Turf Zone podcast, which is the one we're on now. So, yeah, we definitely are trying to expand our social media reach and media. So, but more in a direct manner. Of course, we're constantly hosting events and trying to network in person. And it's definitely a good time to get with others, as Joe said, about the Deep South. But even locally, I can go months, even a year at a time without seeing someone right here in my town. But then when we go to these meetings, you know, we kind of connect and can talk about things. And the sports field day in Auburn, that's another one where you just kind of run into people you hadn't seen in forever, catch up, and you're just getting word of mouth, firsthand experiences at those things too. And, you know, also connecting with vendors, and they're always telling you about the next best thing. So I think all around, though, it's more of a community. We try to be as reachable as possible as far as the board of directors. You know, we're available through email. We have a directory that's sent out to all the members each year, and we're listed in that. And, you know, we encourage anybody that has opinions of any way we could improve the association or just want to communicate with us to reach out.
Definitely. Okay, so Joe, let's wrap up with this. You know, we've mentioned our sponsors, but there are other industry partnerships with vendors and Auburn University and the extension system. Can you tell us a little bit more about how ATA works in cooperation with those organizations to support turfgrass professionals across the state?
Certainly. The ATA has long been associated with the Auburn University Department of Turf Grass Management and the Cooperative Extension Service. We actually have two members of those areas as board members, as our educational consultants, Dr. Hahn and Dr. Jacoby, as Ben was just mentioning. They help us, they consult with us to help us get our educational listings and connect us with the research that's being done at Auburn and other universities around, so that we can present the most up-to-date technical knowledge that's out there for our members and members around in adjacent states in the Deep South Turf Expo. You know, the ATA also has sponsored and supported the Alabama Turfgrass Research Foundation for many years. And our contributions have directly attributed some funding to specific studies that Dr. Beth Gertal at Auburn and Dr. Scott McElroy at Auburn have performed. Dr. Gertal performed exploring phosphate fertilizer for turfgrass, fungicide, or fertilizer project, ATA directly funded. And Dr. McElroy had his development of solutions for goosegrass herbicide resistance and dwarfism in golf course putting greens. The ATA was a fundamental base of that funding for those specific topics of research. And those are just a tip of the iceberg for what we can contribute and what we can do to enhance our own industry. And our connection with these, with Auburn and with the other university partners are critical for our educational base. And we can't thank them enough. And our sponsors, just, like I said before, they're just awesome. And we cannot do the ATA project without their assistance. And you know, we continue to look forward to great associations with our sponsors for years to come, because like I said, we can't do it without them.
Absolutely. You guys definitely have a great network of partnerships, and your members are lucky to have such great support from you guys as volunteer board members, from Melanie Bond, your executive director, your editorial committee, and all the parts and pieces that come together to make ATA work. So thank you guys both so much for giving us a good update as we go into a pretty busy season here in 2021. Hopefully a lot more out and about busy season than last year for sure. Joe, Ben, thank you both again so much for joining us today.
Glad to.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. You guys have any other closing thoughts as we close out this episode?
You know, I think one thing we definitely didn't mention enough is Melanie Bond's involvement and how she's kind of the backbone, the glue of the ATA. Definitely feel like she reaches out to the vendors and she plans the venues of the meetings and puts our meetings as the board of directors together. And I don't think she gets enough credit through the association for everything she does for us.
Yeah, I completely agree, Ben. She, Melanie is what keeps us going. She is the person who connects us with all these different topics, keeps us on task, make sure we have deadlines. And, you know, she's been a super help for me as president. You know, this president stuff is blowing me away, but she's helping me get through it. And she's been invaluable. I can't thank her enough.
Absolutely agree. Melanie is fantastic. So for those of you listening, if you happen to see Melanie in person, give her a elbow bump. Is that what we're doing these days? Or an air high five. So special thanks to Melanie and everybody who works so hard to keep ATA the excellent organization it is. Check out our show notes for links to stay up to date with ATA. And don't miss an episode of Alabama Turfgrass. Subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to the Turf Zone. For more episodes of the Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.